Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the phone line right now. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. I'm happy to call him friend of the show. Albert, thanks a lot for coming on today.
You got it.
So I wanted to get into this because today you wrote about the Chiefs and their pursuit of Jalen Ramsey. It sounds like Kansas City wanted Ramsey, but Jacksonville wouldn't trade him to the Chiefs.
Yeah, my understanding is the Chiefs didn't even get a phone call at the beginning of last week. And yeah, that part of it's interesting just because I think the Jaguars had sort of criteria for where they wanted to send him. And I don't know if they were overly concerned with making Jalen Ramsey happy with the final result in all of this. And I think Ramsey had a desire to go to the Chiefs. You know, obviously Patrick Mahomes' presence is a big part of that. And all the stability a franchise quarterback gives you. You know, when it came down to it, really, beginning of last week, this was the Jaguars talking to three teams, and that was the Ravens, the Rams, and the Eagles.
Right now we're talking to Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. So Ramsey is one corner off the board. We saw Minka Fitzpatrick off the board. Do you think that Patrick Peterson will ever be available from Arizona?
I personally don't. I mean, they're contending right now, guys. That's the thing. You know, I know they started the season like really, really rough, like 0-3-1, and they're the first pick in the draft last year. You know, the flip side of that is that they've really got some positive momentum going now. They've won three in a row. I think Cliff's shown some things that maybe some people didn't think he had in his bag. They've really emphasized the running game the last 3 weeks, and they've been able to work around some holes in the roster. And so, you know, the chance to inject Patrick Peterson back into that, I think, is a real positive for them, you know. And so, I sitting at 3-3-1, and you could argue that Steve Keim could be fighting for his job still, even though they just made a coaching change. And, you know, Cliff obviously wants to build a foundation that he's going to be able to work off of for years to come. I have a hard time seeing who in that building is going to be motivated to move Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
The one guy I would keep an eye on, and I just think you could get them to listen, would be Xavien Howard with the Dolphins. But I don't think Patrick Peterson is going to be I don't think Patrick Peterson is going to be on the move. No.
So that kind of leads me into my next question. So Noah Minka Fitzpatrick, he went to the Steelers. Noah Ramsey, he went to the Rams. You don't think Patrick Peterson? What other corners? Maybe Howard's a name. I know you just threw him out there. What possible corners could be available at the deadline here in 9 days?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you one name that's not going to help you at all, and that's Chris Harris, because I don't think Denver's going to trade him in division. But Chris Harris is going to be one that's going to be out there, you know, at least I think over the next eight days. He's in the contract year. Emmanuel Sanders is in the contract year. I don't think the Broncos are going to go full fire sale and get rid of everybody. But, you know, I can certainly see one of those guys. I can certainly see a couple of those guys getting moved, and Chris Harris is on that list. I would look at the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, it's at least worth a phone call. I don't think they'll move William Jackson, but, you know, they do have a few, you know, corners down the line in the roster that are a little more expensive. And so maybe you could ask them about a Drake Kirkpatrick or someone that's further down the depth chart. You know, and then, like I said, Howard would be one that I don't think the Dolphins have any intention to trade him, especially because I think his contract actually is going to look fairly reasonable after this year. But if you were really desperate and you wanted to throw something out there and help the Dolphins build this, you know, war chest of draft assets that they built, you know, I think you'd at least get them to listen. And he's a really, really good player who I think would, you know, be a solution not just for this year, but could be a solution long term for the position for you.
Albert, how sure are we that the Chiefs are going to do something versus just sit on their hands with the roster they have now?
I mean, they've got the cap space, which helps, you know, and I think that puts them in a unique situation. You know, some of the other contenders out there, you know, the Rams were one that didn't have a ton of cap space. New England doesn't have a ton of cap space. You know, there are teams out there that are going to have to do some gymnastics to get themselves in position to bring guys in. Because of the Chiefs' current situation, with Patrick Mahomes being on a rookie deal, you know, they really don't have to do a lot outside of just take on salary to trade for a guy. So that's their advantage. That said, I think, you know, look, I think you've got to be at least a little careful if you're them, right? I know they were willing to go to a certain level for Jalen Ramsey, but they already gave up a 1 and a 2 to go get Frank Clark. And, you know, I think eventually you're going to be looking at the reality of Patrick Mahomes on a second contract. And, you know, the question becomes, do you want to start selling off all these assets that you have when you know down the line your margin for error might be a little shorter? And so, you know, in that case, you'd have to find a way to find cheaper talent to fill out your roster, and the draft's the best way to do that. And so I don't think they're going to be giving away draft picks. But, you know, if the right opportunity were to come along for a Xavien Howard or a Drake or Patrick or whoever it might be, I certainly think they're going to be out there on the market looking for people. Just like I said, I don't know that, like, unless there's some other premier player comes available or it winds up being Xavien Howard, they're really going to stick their neck out and sell off the draft capital they still have.
We're talking with Albert Breel, Sports Illustrated, here on The Drive. Albert, regardless of the team or the position that the guy plays, what big name players are going to be available for the taking at the trade deadline?
Yeah, so I mean, I think you have to look at teams, right? Like, so I would tell you, you know, Atlanta would be one team to watch. They've got cap problems going forward into next year, and they've got a bunch of young players that are at the end of their rookie deals. So, you know, guys like Austin Hooper, their young tight end, Devondre Campbell, their young linebacker, Vic Beasley, was a top 10 pick a few years ago. Those guys, I think, would be available. You might, you know, talk to him about an older player like a Mohamed Sanu. Denver, again, they're another team with, you know, your Chris Harris, your Adam Gostis, your Emmanuel Sanders. The Bengals, their history hasn't been to move guys and to conduct fire sales. I think it's sort of in that situation that I explained with a car like the Cardinals are in, where, you know, I think it's still, you're still got that, like, still have that priority of trying to build a foundation for your new head coach. You know, but they've got a lot of attractive players in their roster. Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap, obviously A.J. Green. And so I think what you're looking at more than anything else is really teams and where those teams are going into the last week before the trade deadline and finding your sellers. And so I certainly think that a lot of people are going to be looking at your Atlanta, your Denver, you know, your Cincinnati, those sorts of teams. And I would also say, you know, there are some malcontents on some better rosters too, like Michael Bennett up in New England. I think he would be a guy that teams might look at and say, maybe there's a player-for-player swap we could work out with the Patriots.
Right now we're talking to Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. Albert, there's so much information out about Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to call it conflicting, but it sounds like just varying degrees of optimism. What are you hearing about Patrick Mahomes' knee injury, and what are you hearing about a timeline for his return?
Yeah, so I think they're going to be careful. I mean, like, what I was told is, and this has been out there, of course, there's a dislocated kneecap. Additional damage. Like, I think, like, you know, really what you're looking at here is going to be, and hang on a second, I'm sorry, guys. Basically, it's the standard damage that comes with a dislocated kneecap, and you know, that means it's going to be sort of a play-it-by-ear situation, and they're going to listen to Patrick over the next few weeks. And what I was told is, you know, that a month after the injury was, you know, a decent stab at what the timeline might look like. And the day after he suffered the injury, they were a month out from that game in Mexico City against the Chargers. And so, like, what I was told in that was that it's going to be close as far as the Mexico City game, and they've got the bye right after that. So, you know, they'll see where he's at, and I think he's got a chance to play that Charger game. you know, with the knowledge that if they did want to play it safe, they get them 2 extra weeks of rest if they want to do that.
And that's Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated with the latest on the trade deadline and Patrick Mahomes. Albert, drive safe. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.